Before you start your next do-it-yourself project, listen to this. You Got This is on the air. You Got This is hosted by ABT Plumbing Electric Heat and Air owner Andrew Twidwell and Rosalie Brown. With a helpful hand, here are Andrew and Rosalie.
Hi, this is Andrew Twidwell, owner of ABT Plumbing Electric Heat and Air, once again with the show You Got This. It's a show of DIY do's and don'ts. And I'm zooming in here with Rosalie Brown, my co-host and producer of our show, because she actually finds all this content that we have because I don't know what to talk about. From one day to the next, it's like, what?
Yeah, don't blame me. Don't blame me, because there are times where it is an information desert. And I think about, what can we talk about? Here's the challenge. So when we first conceived of this idea, we were all excited, like, yeah, it'll be so fun to talk every week about whatever. And then the thing is, you get into these
whatever. Yeah.
I get into these projects that I get so excited about these things I see online. You know me. I am like, oh my gosh. Yeah. But it's stuff that is a little bit challenging to discuss, like over the airwaves, because you can't see, right? So it all these things I get excited about, and you're like, well, it'd be kind of hard to talk about that. I'm like, oh, so it is a bit of a challenge sometimes.
And we're going on, I mean, we're in the
year four.
So yeah, we've got quite a few shows. So, you know, and this is a weekly show. So yeah, there's a couple 300, 400 of these things out there. So I can't do the math really quick because we've missed a few. Couple. But the majority of the time we're here, so it's hard to figure out topics for on a weekly basis on what to say about DIY on the radio that you can't see.
So, and things that kind of also
irrelevant.
Yeah, things that kind of fall into our bailiwick. I mean, you know, the show is sponsored by ABT Plumbing, Electric, Heat, and Air. So, you know, as much as I love the amazing, cool, like, bat houses, I get all excited about cinder block, I get all excited about water features, you know, you got to kind of like, all right, well, true, but is there a way to help someone save money on their electric bill? Is there a way to help someone like upkeep their, you know, generator so that their investments go further, things like that? So I do think that we can be helpful. It's not that, it's just that there are some weeks where I'm in a desert looking for information. And so this week is one of those things. Thank you for recording early. I'm going to have an unexpected kind of houseful pre-Thanksgiving. You're doing some stuff, so you're kind of in a interesting office for the moment. So we kind of both said, "All right, here's a window of time. Can you do it?" Yes. Okay. So the topic I came up with last week, we didn't have time to cover. So boom, this week they benefit from a crazy schedule. The listeners benefit from this dazzling topic, but still related to Thanksgiving, you know, because my thought process, I'm doing this big lead in so no one gets mad at me, because I don't know if this topic is going to razzle.
You got good stuff.
I feel like I have to defend myself.
Defending. But you can stop right there. It's all good. We were just saying that it's been going on. We've been doing this for 4 years, so it is difficult to come up with topics that relate to us. So we've got some really good stuff for you. But we do have a little bit more time here before we get into the meat and potatoes of it. You got quite a bit going on right now. I know my wife's going through some stuff right now because she's trying to get Taylor Swift tickets.
Oh yeah.
And that's a whole big thing. It's like my daughter and her have been into her for, I don't know, 10 years. And it's been kind of a thing they do together. And you know, my daughter's gonna be 24 this year. 24. And they're just so excited about it. And it's such a, trying to get tickets these days with this online stuff is not easy, right?
I do know. I know about the Swiftie thing. Yeah. My band is not Taylor Swift, as you know, but I've been part of the Pearl Jam thing for a long time. And a lot of old people are going to be like, Pearl Jam. And a lot of young people will be like, Pearl Jam, but yeah, they've been around for a long time. And they have a similar situation. They might not be as crazy, or they could be as crazy as Taylor Swift fans. So this concept of a ticket lottery is something that, so people will literally pair up with someone across the country and they will say, okay, be my ticket buddy. I'm going to go in for this show. And if I get picked and grab two, I mean, it's this whole, man, like,
she's going through it like crazy. Cause they had tickets for her last show but it got canceled for COVID, and she ended up having two tickets because they had this whole big thing She was freaking out. She ended up buying a couple on StubHub and then managed to get through and got her tickets. And I'm like, yeah, just go to both shows. Why not? You guys love
stuff. Oh,
so,
yeah.
But you have like a, so now they're like up, right? They've automatically got into the room. But now it's literally crashed Ticketmaster this morning. It was supposed to start half an hour ago and it completely crashed the system. So now they've did another 5 hours in advance so they can figure out the technical part of it.
It does not surprise me.
But they've been she's been watching on Twitter the whole morning because it's been going on from the East Coast, just like you're saying. Yeah. And it just keeps crashing all the sites.
Well, it's funny you say that because I have a niece who's I want to say I'm going to apologize to Hannah in advance, but she's probably 24, 25, and maybe a little older. She just graduated with her master's recently, so I'm trying to get her age in there. But you know, once I reach a certain age, everyone's just young, okay? So my niece is I think I've been seeing her tagged just nonstop on social media because all of her little Swiftie buddies and my sister-in-law, they're all trying to, you know, maneuver. And so this is tagged and her name's coming up here and there. And I'm like, oh, these girls are out for tickets. Yeah. So they're going through some stuff. You even mentioned I'm like literally in skeleton pajamas, a skeleton onesie, kind of hanging out here going, I don't have any big deadlines this morning. I'm not stressed out, but these folks that want these tickets,
oh my God,
they're losing. Pulling out their hair, I was more, I'm going to say this and I won't get into the topic of it, but the way I was watching election results is how I feel like these folks, it's the same energy, right? And so I've kind of gotten most of my election.
Fear of loss. Yeah.
The roller coaster. So most of the races have been called, so I'm off the roller coaster, but these folks are just starting the roller coaster. And I can tell you, I've been there, man. It's tough. It's really tough. But hopefully they're victorious and they get their tickets, right? I mean,
they'll get tickets. They always do. She freaks out, but she always manages to figure something. But she works it.
I gotta say, your wife she's like me with parking and airline tickets. Your wife is so funny because she's got like that je ne sais quoi. She's got that little sparkle about her that she somehow makes it work. She's like legendary for that. I have that with airline tickets, like for cheap, you know, cheap flights and for parking. Everything else in my life is a complete throw spaghetti on the wall, what sticks, what doesn't. But yeah, Buddy's got a knack. So I am confident the next time I talk to you, you're going to be giving me the thumbs up that the Swifties were avenged and they got their tickets.
Yeah, I'm not worried about them at all.
Oh, shit. Exciting. Yeah. Exciting.
Yeah. Right on that matter. So this the topic we're talking about today. That wasn't a great segue, but we'll just work right into it.
Well, I want to wait. Let me finish my explanation because I was thinking I've been excited about Thanksgiving, which is silly that I'm excited about it because it's just like I'm having Thanksgiving like this week and Thanksgiving's actually next week. But I'm excited about Thanksgiving because the topic always makes me think, if you have a house full of people, what are some things that happen, right? You typically are going to end up with, you know, a little bit more wear and tear on the plumbing, so to speak. Right. You're going to have more chances for issues in the bathroom. You're going to have more chances but one of the appliances we don't talk about very often is your washing machine. And let's be honest, if you've got kids home from college or you've got a house full of people, you know, or you have little kids for that matter, because they tend to go through more clothes, you're going to get a wear and tear on the washing machine. And I just feel like it's the appliance that doesn't get any love, Andrew. And that's why I presented it today. That's my segue.
And it's good. It's a good one. So, you know, you found this great article on six signs it is time to repair or replace your washing machine. And ironically, in the last, I guess last month, I've gone through a washer and dryer myself. So it's like, this is timely.
Very.
We've got properties. So I've gone through over the last couple of years, a couple washing machines and a couple dryers. So, and the course of my life, you know, we go through them a lot. So should you repair or replace? And this one isn't actually on the list, but we've talked about it before. So I'm just going to say it once again. is if you do have a washing machine in your house or any place where there's a potential for a flood, specifically if it's upstairs or if it's inside your house and say it shares the same floor plane as the rest of your home with hardwood floors and things like that, do definitely put in braided stainless steel washing machine hoses. Can't stress that enough. It's one of the biggest water damage claims for insurance companies is washing machine hoses blowing, because we use those old rubber ones, and the old rubber ones aren't designed to stay constantly under pressure. You're supposed to literally turn the water off every time you're done using said washing machine. No one does that. So they tend to blow and cause a lot of water damage. And so I just want to remind everybody about that one, because that's, it's not on this list, but it's one of those things that I see a lot, and I've seen the aftermath of said washing machine hoses bursting. And it's, you know, thousands to tens of thousands of dollars worth of damage. Water does a lot of damage really quickly. Anyway, here are some six signs that it's time to repair or replace your washing machine. Leaky washing machine tub. So if you can kind of picture a normal washing machine has, you know, a top loading washing machine has basically a bucket that holds the water in it.
That's the drum, right?
That's the drum. Mm-hmm. So it can leak. And I actually remember putting a hole in our washing machine with, because I had washed my Carhartt bib overalls and I forgot I had screws in them. This is, you know, this is going back some time. This is before I owned a company. I was working for somebody else, and we had two kids and I wasn't making a lot of money. So we were pretty poor. And I forgot that I had left screws in there, and it literally put a hole through the plastic drum. Some of the drums are plastic, some of them are metal. The newer ones tend to be plastic. I was able to fix it because we were poor and I had to get it going. So I took some JB Weld and some plumber's putty but epoxy putty essentially, and sealed the hole, and it worked. And it worked for another 10 years like that, or something like that. I can't remember. It finally died and we replaced it. But in some cases, if a washing machine is leaking, it could be because the tub is cracked. A cracked tub is very expensive to repair, and depending on how old the washer is, it might be more cost effective to just simply replace the washing machine. Something I'm going to tag on this really quick too. The thing that I've learned over the years is, you know, we've got rentals. So, and we supply washers and dryers for our rentals. And I've gotten to the point where I just buy used ones instead of fixing them, because I can pick up a used washer dryer for $100-$150. The last two washers, the washer and dryer that I just got in the last couple of months, I think I spent $250 on the set. So you can't even buy a new one for that. And to be honest, you really can't even, it's hard to get a technician out for under $100 anymore. So
sure,
if you're in a situation where, you know, a tub or something that you're not gonna be able to fix, you may want to just look on Craigslist or look on Marketplace to find a new, a used one. Anyway, older washing machines, as washers age, they are more prone to breaking down. They just get old. Appliances tend to last about 10 years. And this is across the board, whether it's a washer machine, a dryer, a dishwasher, a garbage disposer, a furnace, a water heater, anything that's on the outside of the wall, they're generally designed to be, you know, to die after about 10 years, built-in obsolescence, if you will. So if your washing machine is over 10 years old and it's starting to break down more often, and you're having to mess with it more often, you might want to just get a new one. Depending on how much you use it though, like if you're an older retired couple and you're not really using your washing machine that often because you're only in the house maybe 6 months out of the year and you stay someplace else the other time of the year, you can make a washer last a lot longer. But you know, if you're got kids and stuff, you're going to be going through them probably even faster. Number three, a bad odor. Over time, some washing machines may develop a bad odor, and this just doesn't go away. It's especially true in those front-loading machines. The top-loading, the drain mechanism is literally on the bottom, so it drains out the entire tub, whereas the front-loaders, the drain's not quite as conveniently located, so there may be some standing water. And the smell is often a result of mold and mildew camping out in the machine. If that's the case, it may be impossible to get rid of the smell. And the best option could be to simply replace it. I mean, you can try, you know, some vinegar and baking soda kind of solutions and some citrus solutions to get rid of it. But, you know, odors are hard. So I don't know. That'd be one of those things where, yeah, I might think about just getting a new one.
And, well, can I ask you real quick? So on the mildew, like, so, okay. So the smells and stuff, depending on the appliance, you can do things like vinegar and, you know, like my drain, I'm always trying to put stuff down my drain to make the smell go away. Right. But what you're talking about is actually having mildew, like active mold, right. Yeah. Somewhere in the, in so the that's, so not to, I'm no scientist, but so aren't you kind of getting that onto your clothes when you use it in some fashion?
Actually, yeah. Yeah.
I would definitely want to look at getting rid of that sucker because we don't, I mean, it's one mold. I don't want to be over dramatic, but it's like a silent killer. So like, I don't want that. I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to look at getting rid of that sucker.
Bad odor, that's probably where it's coming from. And we've also seen that since we're on the topic of mold in odd spaces, we've also seen that in jacuzzi tubs where some of the jets, the tubes that are behind the tub that feed the air to the jets and the water to the jets, they'll grow mold in them as well, because they'll have some of the more cheaper ones, less expensive ones, more affordable ones. The tubes aren't really installed properly, and they'll have little dips in them, low spots will sit in there and get funky. So yeah, it's a thing. Control panel issues. This is one of those things, he's saying, depending on the age of the washer, this can be a repairable issue. Replacing the control panel on an older washer machine may be more cost effective than replacing the entire washer. Newer machines tend to have a more complex control, which still should be able to repair, but it may be more costly than it would be to replace the whole unit. And, you know, the weird thing about, we can liken it to a car. To rebuild a car out of the factory is more expensive than it is to build it. The parts are more expensive. So like control panels, I know, like on furnaces are ridiculously overpriced for what they are. And same for most appliances. It's just a circuit board, but it's not, they don't sell a lot of them. So the margins are pretty high and it's a very specialized item. So there's not a lot of product out there. So they can be, you know, 50. I mean, we've got panels that go into our furnaces that are $500 or $600 just for a control panel. So it really depends on the control panel. You know, I'm not an appliance guy or appliance person, but you know, sometimes those things can be ridiculously expensive. This one is pretty good. Excessive shakiness and noise. So if you're, when your washing machine is running and if it's making a bunch of really loud noises, like it's usually something simple. So on the majority of washing machines, they've got adjustable legs and they simply unscrew. And sometimes when you install a washing machine, it could be completely level and completely fine, but as it's being used, it'll come out of level and those legs can move. If there's not a nut to stop that thing from screwing back up into the leg, or that leg screwing back up into the body of the washing machine, they can move. So sometimes it's simply just finding that high leg and screwing it down. And it's, you know, righty tighty, lefty loosey kind of thing. You know, unscrews in a counterclockwise fashion. And I've seen that a lot. So he was saying, I mean, this article was saying put something underneath it. But literally, they are adjustable legs. So just adjust the legs. But it is a matter of getting on your back, on your belly with a flashlight and getting under there and messing with it. It's not a pleasant position to be in, but you can definitely take care of that problem. And I've seen some that are violent. I've had some that are violent, right? I'm sure you have too, where like the whole house is shaking. And it's like knocking up against the dryer.
You're wondering what they put in there. Is there a body? Yeah. What?
Exactly.
Yeah. Bag of money? What is it?
Or is it just a quilt? But even a quilt, you know, if it's level, it should be fine, right?
Yeah.
Or a sleeping bag, it should be fine. And actually, most washing machines are really heavy because they have counterbalances in them.
Yeah.
Like you open them up, and you'll find blocks of concrete that are bolted to the to the drum so it doesn't bounce too much, just to kind of give it some mass. But that's why a dryer is so much lighter than a washing machine. And lastly, yeah, we got time for this one. Uses too much water. This is a tough one because it's like, how would you know if you're using too much water? I read this and I'm like, you're going to have to be really spot on with knowing your water bill. But I'll be honest, this is the thing I've had this conversation with people, and I tend to be pretty green and I believe in low flow stuff. But water is really cheap compared to gas or electricity. So if you've got an inefficient system, don't worry about the water so much as worried about heating that water and then using it in your washing machine. So if your washing machine is using a lot of water and you're washing with warm or hot water, the energy that it takes to heat that water is much more valuable than the water itself. Water's, you know, we buy it by, you're charged by the cubic, I think it's a cubic yard, right? 3 by 3 by 3 by 3. So it's not like it's like natural gas or propane where it's so much more expensive. So, you know, if it is using a lot, you might want to look into buying something that's a little bit more efficient. The Energy Star appliances are way more efficient. So if you're a family of 5 or 6 or something like that, or 4, you might want to think about getting a more efficient system, washing machine, because it can save you some money. But again, if you're just, you know, like my wife and I, you know, we got a couple places to stay. And so the amount of times that we use it, and, you know, you don't, like you were saying in the beginning, when you got little kids, you're doing laundry every single day, just like you're doing dishes every single day. When you're older, yeah, once a week, maybe.
Depends. Right. And sometimes, like, if you have enough clothes and you're not out there like sweating and working out all the time, I don't know. I've been known to go a little longer, but I see your point. Your point is
why. I've been known to buy a pack of underwear so I didn't have to do my laundry. So, you know, come on, let's be honest.
You're probably not alone.
So those are some of the things that you can look for. You know, if you've got a washing machine that is on its way out, if it is dead and you're in a hurry, you know, there are appliance places. You've got in town, you've got Hills Flat. They've got appliances, but also check, you know, if you're not scared about buying a used appliance, and you can buy used appliances. And I've been really lucky, knock on wood, with all the used ones that I've bought. That last one, that just our dryer that died, I bought used and it lasted. I bought it as a set and that lasted probably since we moved in that place. So 7 years, and it was used.
That's good.
I don't even know how old it was before that. So it was a clean system, and somebody was just moving out of the house and I got the two of them. Might even be 10 years, my gosh. But in any event, so I've had some really good success with just buying used. But it's not to say that you're going to have success in buying used, but a couple things you want to look for. One of the obvious thing is color. I mean, if it's mustard or avocado, you know, it's probably 50 years old.
It's just called vintage. Vintage.
Yeah. the other thing that I've heard on appliances is up the top loading washing machines, they're not as efficient, but they tend to last a lot longer than the front loaders. They
agreed.
Have a lot fewer problems. And so that's something to consider, but the top loaders take up a lot more space. You can't fit them underneath the counter space. So, you know, pros and cons. In any event, that's our show. So hope you find this stuff useful and helpful to you guys. And just to let you know, we'll remind everybody again this next week, but we're going to be closed for Thanksgiving. Our guys are going to be spending it with their families. Unless I find somebody that really isn't spending any time with their families, but as of right now, we don't have anybody available. But if you need any help with plumbing, electrical, heating, and air, you can reach us at, and I forgot the phone number, 530-230-9092.
Yep.
Hey, you remembered it. 530-230-9092. You can also find us on the web at easyasabt.com or abtplumbing.com, and like us on Facebook. And with that, that's our show. Thanks for listening. Talk to you later. Bye.
Thanks, Andrew. Thanks, Rosalie. Now let's get that project started. You got this. We'll be back next Friday morning at 9 o'clock on KNCO News Talk 830.